argument, one episode at a time.
Oh, fucking mental.
Honestly, Ron, you're saying that about someone else.
What?
And here's your host, Ken Page and John Curtis.
Good morning, nerds.
Happy Sunday, nerds.
On today's show, we're going to do an Ask a Gen Zer. Do we 40-something Gen Xers know the slang of today?
Of course. For our show, producer Harleen Quinzel's birthday today, we'll have some fun and ask the question, which character are you from some beloved classics?
But first up, nerd couple argument. Is there a tipping point for leaving your favorite fandom? I think it's early on a Sunday to dive into this topic. This
is
more of a Saturday topic.
I know.
So from J.K. Rowling to toxic fans, where do you draw the line and say, that's it, I'm out?
Yeah, this question came up because we just finished Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber, a Showtime show starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Mm-hmm. And by episode 6, I was done with Uber.
And I left a Star Wars franchise. I will never leave the Star Wars franchise. I left a Star Wars Facebook group last week for someone being toxic.
But anyway, we love Super Pumps,
yes,
which is what brought all this up. But
do we love Uber?
So it really got us talking about all the things that. This is hard because we have to keep a positive show.
Yes.
But we want to tackle this toxicity in fandoms.
Right.
What made us think about it, Super Pumped, because it really explored the toxicity at Uber.
Right.
And here we are. We love an app. We like love Uber. How would the world exist without Uber? But it's created by, you know, someone who's basically a... I don't know how else to say it.
Happy Sunday. No. So the show itself... executed really well, right? So I'm going to give the show props and praise for portraying the story.
That's not what we're talking about.
I know.
We're talking about.
I just needed to mention that. Now, going back to when Uber was experiencing all this real time in the early 2000s and 2010, around then, I kind of picked up pieces of it in the news, knowing that it was kind of, oh, some bad stuff going on at this company, but it didn't really just register with me, and I was still using Uber. Cut to...
I don't even remember that.
After watching this show, and I cannot believe the stuff that went down. Shady.
But we're not going to get too much into Uber, because that's what this is about.
Right.
That's just what brought this about. And then, of course, you know, in the news right now, there's a lot of stuff on Elon Musk and Twitter, and do you stay with Twitter or not?
Uh-huh.
It just seems like there's a lot going on that's... We just wanted to kind of touch on this topic.
Yes.
And get your opinion, what you guys think about...
Where do you draw the line?
So what made you finally draw the line in the Facebook group that we are going to bleep out later before it goes live?
Well, okay, maybe I'm being sensitive, so maybe it's me. So please, feedback, guys. The post was about the new Kenobi series coming up, and it started, does this rankle you at all when I say these words out loud? I never wanted or asked for a Kenobi series. That was the beginning of the post.
Okay, but... If the beginning of the post is, I never wanted or asked for a Kenobi series, but then the post goes on to say, but I'm so freaking excited for
that was
it.
Not, no, that was not what he was saying at all. He was like, I don't really care for it, but okay, whatever.
I don't get why anybody ever puts anything negative up. I have unfriended people who I'm not close with, because if you're close with me, I'll call you out on it. If I'm not close with you and you put up something like, you know, went and saw the new whatever it is, I don't care if it's like... The new Jackass. I think I've never even watched those movies. I'm never going to watch them. But there's no need to go up and rant about how you hate something in the public.
Right.
What's the point? It's someone loves it. And a lot of people put their work and their hard work into whatever it is.
Yeah.
Especially Charlotte Kenobi.
I've
heard the behind the scenes. It's taken a lot longer to get it done. But it's really hard to make.
Exactly. And you don't even have to watch it. So why put that out in a public forum, like just creating that negative energy?
Actually,
but maybe it was me. So...
Well, it wasn't. And I also want to say on one of the groups, there was somebody who did a similar post where she says, I'm really shy, so I never post, but I had to come here and say the Batman was really long.
I mean, that's not toxic.
It was, though. I might be missing part of it because I remember reading it going, so you never say anything and you've chosen your one time to come say something negative.
It's negative, but does that translate to toxic?
It because, does if it's
because it is long.
Because then people start chiming in what they don't like about something. If you post that, it creates a toxic environment.
Well, we said it on air that the movie was long.
Right, but we're also praising the movie in our same sentence. Her post could have been, I really thought that Robert Pattinson was great and I love these elements, right. But it was too long. It was literally like, I'm coming here to bitch that it was long.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I see that.
Or that I didn't like it, so all I can say is it's long, or whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. So to wrap up the post, though, so I got into it with this person, and I was willing just to let it slide. I'm moving on, whatever. But then I realized this person was an admin, okay? Oof. But I was still willing to let it go. And the last thing I wrote was, he was like, listen, I said respectfully, and it's not toxic, it's just my opinion. And I said, look, man, it's not disrespectful, but it is toxic. And the admin deleted that comment. That's where I drew the line.
But also, just saying respectfully doesn't make it respectful.
Respectfully, you're a dirtbag. It's not really respectful.
We're definitely going back and bleeping out the name of the group. I'm part of the group still, but there's a difference. I don't scroll and get involved in everything. I
would probably still be a member of that group if I wasn't getting into it with an admin who then deleted my post calling him out for being toxic.
Jason says, if you don't want toxicity, then you should probably just not be on the internet. Reddit, Twitter, etc. are all super toxic.
Oof, that is a good point. That being said, we can't not be there.
Let's talk about the people who are at the tops, who create the toxicity or who've created something we love and are toxic.
Right.
So let's take Star Wars, for example.
Yes. If
Lucas. Well, I've heard a lot of bad stuff about George Lucas that he is kind of a... Maybe an egomaniac is a better word.
Okay.
I haven't worked with him. And you know what, George, I'm sure you're great. I'm just bringing up conversation right here.
Uh-huh.
But like, if you find out that, let's say he did something terrible to women...
Okay.
Would you totally leave Star Wars?
No, of course not. We would just treat it the same way we do Harry Potter with the J.K. Rowling thing.
She gave it to us. It's now ours.
Yeah.
She's not allowed to be
Thank
part of
you,
it.
George. Mm-hmm. Don't do those bad things. But he is not doing those bad things. He's a saint, so love you.
Well, you know what's funny is I hear a lot of bad things about a lot of directors who've created a lot of our favorite things, so.
Yeah. I mean, if that was the case, half of the art in the world would be lost to us.
No. But I will say, I haven't done it yet, but the whole time watching Superbad, I was like, I want to delete Uber.
So why didn't you?
Superbad. Super pumped.
Super pumped. Why didn't you delete Uber?
I'm on the fence because I want to know more about their current culture. Have they fixed the problem since they got rid of...
According to the show, it's not the war room, it's the peace room.
Right. So I would love to hear from the women who work there. Is it a better environment?
Let's call up Ariana Huffington.
Oh my God. So Focus Computing says Buffy. Yes, that's a great example.
Oh, Joss Whedon?
Because Buffy is a beloved series. I love Buffy. I've rewatched the whole series, most of the series anyway, since in the last few years.
I mean, Joss Whedon gave us a lot. We got to go back.
That's true. Dr. Horrible.
Firefly.
I never watched Firefly. I couldn't get into it.
It's amazing.
But Buffy's a great example because it is a very, it's very deep in sort of the culture of, it's created show since. Like even Lily and Astrid Save the World, it's a new series, reference Buffy as that's who they are. Like Buffy is ingrained in us. But I don't think we stop watching it because of stories of Joss Whedon. Although the funny thing is, like, the whole thing with Joss Whedon, though, my friend Jenna has an amazing story about working with him and how kind he was. So I hate that, like...
Here's a question. Let's say it's halfway through the second season, Joss Whedon is still helming Buffy, and then we hear all of this stuff come out. He's not fired, but do you still keep watching the show you love?
It's tougher in that. I'll even say, like... I loved The Cosby Show. Harley loved The Cosby Show. We would have watched that still today, and now I cannot watch it.
I know.
I cannot watch
it. Well, because he's the face of it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. If Joss Whedon was the face of Buffy, it'd be harder to consume.
It's tough. I think the world we live in, I think that there's a movement that's going to make everything better, even though in our society, everything that's change moves slow.
Yeah.
Technology moves fast, like the speed of lightning, and change moves like we're still back in the 1800s. So we may not even see it in our lifetime.
Yeah, true.
But I do believe that Harley will see in her lifetime a much more peaceful.
Who knows? The way things are going. Next up on Fox, the Harvey Weinstein Show, starring Harvey Weinstein.
God, if we go backwards. Jason says, should we cancel your intro song because it mentions World of Warcraft, which was created by misogyny of Blizzard. Oh, how does God. That need to go? Actually, let's talk about the misogyny of Blizzard. Is that still a big, yes. have they done any changes?
I do not know what you guys are talking about.
Really? I just heard about this yesterday.
It's still in the news?
Please do be explaining.
Mason told me about it. But basically, there's a whole thing that the company, like, they harass their employees and they do terrible things to them. But
there is toxicity.
Sensitive.
Like, I've heard things about how they treat women especially. But that's a gaming worldwide thing.
Yeah, the gaming world does need some gender parity. But it sounds like it's another Uber culture at Blizzard, right?
I think that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's where I'm saying, do we leave the fandoms or do we become part of the change and help foster better environments for everybody?
Well, I think it's like the character Austin, playing Austin in Super Pumped. She said at the end, you need to be, to the other women she was talking to, you need to be better than all of them so that there's no excuse for them getting rid of you.
It just really sucks.
It sucks. It totally sucks because then when they cannot get rid of you because you are that good, you create the change.
But like even in the Super Pumped, it was like the girl, the woman you're talking about who says that in Super Pumped is like they can't get rid of her because they need her because
she's that good.
And even the super boss who everybody says is a horrible person had super respect for her.
Yes.
But even in that case, when she came to him that she was sexually harassed, like by literally being touched in places she shouldn't have been touched, the boss basically said,
"It just
that
wasn't,
sucks."
It wasn't in his DNA to properly address it, which sucks for someone in that high of a position. Well, great nerdy stuff.
Well, you know, you've been wanting to talk about this for a long time,
I kept
pushing it off and pushing it off. I'm like, well, while we're in our sort of practice shows, as we call them, trying to figure out what this show is and how to do it.
Yes, Kimberly Smith makes a good point. The problem is the court of public opinion is the judge, juror, and executioner.
I think it's a problem, but also it's the solution.
Hmm.
Because if you think about it, these people would be getting away with this stuff if there wasn't things like the Me Too movement, if they weren't being held accountable. I think the problem comes in when we try to hold everything to the same standards. You know, someone who made a stupid tweet to be funny 10 years ago is not the same as a Weinstein.
Yeah.
And people want to put them in the same
right. James Gunn is no Weinstein.
Yes. Well, I wasn't going to name names.
Yes.
It's not even just him, though. I mean, like other people, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, like people have been called out for this stuff.
Right, right.
Plenty. It's like, especially if you're a comedian.
I also think, though, that their response to us calling them out is very important.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you brush it off and you're like, oh, I was just joking, like take a joke, I'm going to be like, you're a jerk. I'm never going to support you again. But if you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I've changed and I will do better from now on, then I'm more likely to be like, okay, you're cool. You can stay.
We actually had this whole conversation with Harley about Mark Wahlberg. We didn't even know people had issues with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I'm like, Mark Wahlberg? What's wrong with Mark Wahlberg?
But he, you know, he did some really terrible things apparently when he was younger. And we were like, he grew up in a racist town with racist people. That's how you're taught. We're not forgiving him. But when he comes out and says, I shouldn't have done that, I'm sorry, we're like, okay, he's grown and he's showing that with his actions. And Harley's like, no.
I think that your level of apology should match the level of like terrible thing that you did. Yes. If you made a tweet, then you can address it by saying, oh, sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you did the things that Mark Wahlberg did, you need to go the extra mile to prove that you are not that person anymore. Do you see what I'm saying?
Hear ya.
To wrap this up, Adrian has a great little point. She says, If the toxicity is still providing financial or societal gain for the bad person, find another show or company to support.
Ooh.
That's a good way to look at it.
Really good.
Christy
says,
that's
why our nerds are the best.
People make mistakes and people change. And if they change for the better, then I'm not going to hold them for the past toxicity, we'll say.
Well said.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for all that. Let's move on to something more fun.
Vision, have you seen the kids?
We should probably just change subjects.
Let's have some fun for Holly's birthday.
It's your birthday.
Oop. Okay, so to start, since he's not going to say this line, our new segment, Ask a Gen Zer. I love the little transition because that little note actually reminds me of the Buffy the Musical. And you guys who are Buffy fans will know which song I'm talking about, I think, too.
I personally don't think we need this segment at all. You know why?
Because you know all the slang?
I know all the slang because I was in the car. I was in the car the other day. The song came on and I'm like, this song is slapping. See?
You can see our face. Okay.
I'm going to leave. Bye.
Harley's going to give us some words and we're going to see if we know what they are. Audience, you guys chime in with us.
Yeah, please.
All right. I'm going to start you off easy.
Okay.
What is fam?
Fam.
Fam? Like family. What's up, fam?
This is our family. But it could be outside of just your...
Yeah.
It's usually not even your family, like you guys.
The guys at work
Although
would
you
say,
guys are my fam.
As you guys would say, bro.
Yeah. Even the guys at work would be like, what's up, fam?
Oh, wait. You use fam as bro? We're older than bro.
Yeah, we're like, we go, oh, what's up, fam?
Bro is a millennial term.
Yeah, but we would use bro at work all the time, too.
What would be our equivalent as a when we were kids? Or not kids, or like, you know, teens.
Dude.
Homie.
Dude
was our bro.
Dude.
We still say dude. But.
I'm having basketball flashbacks.
Christy says, the look that you gave, she's dying. Yeah, that's what we live with constantly. All right, what's the next one?
Okay.
Bam, bam.
What does being the CEO of something mean?
Are you the boss?
You're boss. You know?
You're taking it too literal.
You're like the king of a subject.
I am the CEO of...
I'm the CEO of slang, yo.
I don't feel like I'm the CEO of anything. That's why I couldn't think of something.
I would say, John, you are the CEO of Star Wars knowledge.
Well, if you say so.
I don't know if I'd be the CEO of anything.
You're the CEO of me, babe.
Oh, my God. I wish. Then we wouldn't have so many arguments.
What? That's what the show is about.
Being the boss of you and being the CEO of you are two different things.
Yeah,
I'm the
true.
Boss
that's
of you.
True.
I'm not the CEO. Next up.
What is dank?
It sounds like stank.
Really cool. Like kind of in an underground way. Kind of like, not underground, but like,
I'll give you a scenario. I take a sip of a drink, like a Dr. Pepper, and I'm like, oh, that's dank.
I'm assuming that you meant it was good, like it had that good burn and it tastes good.
It basically means it's really good.
So yeah. I can't be like, got a new iPhone, it's dank.
Sure.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I did that correctly? Dank.
What's next?
Okay. What does cap mean?
Captain
no
America.
Cap.
What's up? Wait, cap?
Captain Crunch.
No.
No cap. That's cap.
That's Chris Evans.
Like a cappuccino? I need a cap. I want an espresso and a cap.
Like, no cap. I love Harry Potter.
No joke. Like, you mean it. So
but what's it short for?
I don't know.
They don't. Sometimes these guys are saying words that aren't short for
but
anything.
It's like, just no cap. Like, I'm not lying. I'm not lying to you.
Hafu says, it's short for Kappa. I'm Twitch smart. But see, Kappa then is bad to me in my mind, because isn't that a fraternity type thing? Which means if it's cap, it's bad.
Well, not all fraternities are bad. Which, I have a hard time saying that, but I know for a fact that some people in the chat right now are from a very good fraternity.
Okay. okay, so wait, Summer says, and good morning, Summer. Summer says, dank means mildew.
And Christy got cap right. Cap is you're lying, right? Yes. And Justine, yes. No cap equals for real.
Correct. Okay.
Good job, nerds.
Wait, I'm still confused on cap, but continue.
Cap means like, if I'm capping, I'm like...
telling the truth.
I'm lying.
Oh, you're lying.
I'm not. Like, if I'm not capping, I'm telling the truth.
Okay.
No cap, I love Harry Potter.
Okay.
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 Okay. What does simp mean?
Like a simpleton.
I'm digging on you.
No, it's like, don't be a simp. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm
like,
going to tell you right now, I will look it up in the Urban Dictionary.
I'm right? We're simpleton.
We used simp in East St. Louis, and it probably did not mean what you guys were saying.
It does not mean what you think it means.
It's not simpleton?
No.
Gosh dang it.
It means...
I don't like being old.
I mean, it's kind of simpleton, but it's like, it's a jerky, like, term for dudes when their dude is like, really in love with a girl, or they're like, they'll do anything for their girl. Oh, you're such a simp. You're simping for her.
But that's not a bad thing.
Exactly. That's the extreme point.
Don't.
John is a simp.
No!
But that's not a bad thing. You would do anything for your lady.
It is not a bad thing. Dudes use it.
It's the same way they use, like, pee-whipped or whatever, right? Like, so, in a bad way.
Also, like, simp is like that guy that says, m'lady.
Yeah. You're whipped. Yeah. It's the same context.
Yeah.
But she's saying guys say it too. It's a bad thing. But it's not a bad thing to take care of your woman.
Change the culture then.
It could be other way. I say it all the time. I simp so hard for Fred Weasley. I simp so hard
now
for
see,
him.
That's how we used so it back in the day.
So how come you guys get to use it in the good way and then it poo-poos on us?
No. It's not poop. Dudes do it to other dudes. Oh. To poo-poo
Christy
on dudes.
Says I was way off with what I thought simp was. Please explain what you thought.
Let everyone know.
This one's kind of funny. Take several seats.
Take several seats? Like, you need to really sit down because you're annoying me?
Kind of, yeah.
Like, John, just take several seats, like, daily. Like, now. Like, you know, later.
I'm going to take several seats right now.
Like, if you say something where it's, like, out of pocket, if you know what that means.
Yeah, it's all the money I spend on you guys. Sure. It's out of pocket.
If you say something that's, like, it's incorrect, I'll go, take several seats. Because I'm about to learn you. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like more emphasis.
I feel like
Take several seats.
I feel like this is a term that Nerd Summer Walters should use. Because she can school you on some things.
Speaking of Summer Walters.
She says.
Sit all the down.
Okay. Summer's so funny. Wait. Heath says, I sip hard for sugar vanilla lattes, and I don't care what that makes me. Also, can I really point out really quick that Heath is our new, all the guy voices except the Peter Parker that we had to make John do. All those guy voices you're hearing, Beetlejuice, Batman, Ron, they're all
Vision.
They're all Heath.
Heath is a bard ass.
Oh, and Lelia is a woman. I used
the wrong word. I can say bad. I can't say ish.
Okay. What does it mean to sip tea or spill the tea?
Spill the tea.
Before you say anything, I actually had this conversation with Harley because I was like, okay, I get that tea means like I want to hear the gossip. But I was like, is it tea as in truth? As in we're going to have tea time? Like where did tea come from?
No, spill the tea. It's truth. Like, let's hear it.
But it's like not gossip. Because you can be gossiping it, not necessarily be true, to be getting the tea.
I'm about to spill the tea right now.
Yeah.
So I think it's more comes from like the you know, sort of that gilded age where sipping tea and gossiping about what's going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
All right. We'll do like two more.
Okay.
What does it mean when something is living rent-free?
Is living rent free in my head?
Yeah, like it needs to get out. I need to stop thinking about it. It ain't paying rent. It don't belong there.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, you got it.
See, we're hip. We're with it.
We just know that we don't want to pay rent.
What does period mean?
With a T at the end?
Yes.
Period. Just stop. This is it. Whatever I just said is it. Done. Kind of. Close.
Yes.
What's the etymology of that?
It's period. Not just end period. It's like
done.
Period. Like I'm extra dotting it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. That was fun. I want to have some more fun. Let's move on. Summer says, "Nuff said."
What a couple of corpses, am I right?
I think they're kooky in a normal kind of way.
Thank you, Heath.
I just want to say that Christy Lee says, "My cat lives rent-free."
Hashtag cats are dicks.
Okay, so we thought it would be fun to ask you guys about yourself and about us.
Yes.
Who you think we all are from some favorite fandoms and why.
Yes.
So we didn't pick ones you might think like Star Wars
or Harry Potter.
But we do want to start with one of Harley's favorites because there are personality types that we are for sure. So first up, Winnie the Pooh. Who is everybody?
Okay.
Now I want to say that our dog Wicket is by far Eeyore. Which every once in a while she has a little like Tigger come out.
Right.
But she's mostly Eeyore.
Yes.
I thought I'm sometimes Eeyore, but really who I am I'm, you know, who do you think I am? Because I know who I think I am.
You're the rabbit.
Yes!
You're the rabbit.
That's exactly who I am.
You're 100% the rabbit.
I gotta have everything done. We gotta get things organized. Yes. Do not bend the rules. Let's just get it done.
Which makes me 75% Tigger, 25% Pooh.
You are Winnie the Pooh.
I am 75% Tigger, 25% Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, look. Harley, who are you?
I would say I'm Eeyore.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Justine gets it. Jen is Rabbit. John is Tigger.
You only see the Tigger side.
Yeah.
You even see the part where he just eats a lot either. He's always foraging for some honey.
I am 25% foraging.
I had this really fun website that I wanted to share with you guys because it literally lists all the people we're going to talk about in their what's it, the Briggs-Meyer?
Yeah.
Their personalities, and it describes their personalities. And I just closed it getting ready for the show.
Fail, babe.
I'm going to post it in the show notes so you guys can all go through and find your personalities and who you are. Summer says, "Thanks, Harley. I didn't have to type that answer."
The rabbit?
For you, for who you
were.
Oh,
for me?
Who did you say you were again?
Eeyore.
You have your Eeyore days.
I'm so sad.
I think that you're...
I'm probably half Eeyore, half Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
All right, nerds, who are you?
All right.
What's the next one? I'm going to have to abstain from this one.
Supernatural.
I just don't know enough about it.
Well, Harley knows who we are from Supernatural.
Yeah.
Who do you think we are?
I probably say that John is Sam.
Which one is Sam?
Tall one. Thirst for knowledge.
Wait, really the long hair or the short hair? The long hair.
Yeah.
Ah, good hair. I'll take it.
It's tough because I almost want to. Dean is more snarky, right? He's more of a snarky. He loves pie.
Yeah.
So there is essences to John.
Yeah. And Dean did the Eye of the Tiger thing. True. And I love Eye of the Tiger.
Technically, that was Jensen. It was a Jensen moment. Yeah.
And gotcha. And Sam.
I just think Sam is the logical thirst for knowledge. Let's sit down and think about this one. Whereas Dean is more like, let's shoot first, ask questions later.
Let's just go.
Oh, I love shooting first.
Well, I do see how that would make me more Dean.
Yeah. But if you're anybody, I don't know if you've met him yet, but you're Bobby.
Oh, yeah, Bobby.
Yeah. You're the snarky.
Because I don't want to deal with just do your job, get it done.
You're like, are you an idiot?
I know, a lot of bleeping.
Do this correctly. Yeah.
Who are you?
And you are?
Probably Castiel. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. I just want to get this over with. I'm just here, you know.
All right.
What's next?
Next is
Breakfast Club.
Yes.
What was the dance they did in Breakfast Club?
A lot of different ones.
I could do the Ally Sheedy dance.
I feel like right off the I think Harley's a mix of Ally Sheedy and the princess because you like to dress nice and have good things, but you don't want anybody to. You don't want to deal with anybody's crap.
I also like weird things. I'm like into the like true crime and the weird drawings and stuff. So
yeah, I'd say you're like just spliced.
So
right
are
down the middle
you the team. Athlete?
No.
Yes.
Who
oh no,
you?
You're the mathlete. You're the nerd.
I
you're
am.
You're the nerd. 100%.
Yes. Wait. Okay. 75% the nerd. 25%.
No, you're not the bad guy at all.
No.
You're the athlete guy.
I want to be the bad guy.
You can't
not.
Be the bad guy.
I need to tell you.
Maybe when you're acting on films because you do that well, but in real life, you're not the bad guy. Hafugu says Harley is Crowley, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
She likes that answer. Yeah.
Who's Crowley?
Yeah, he's the king of hell. He's
He's one that yells and makes sarcastic comments. So, yeah.
Nice.
And Hafugu says, John is the janitor from Breakfast Club.
Hey!
Hey, he's in all the John Hughes films.
Oh, okay.
Mom, you're princess. You're Molly Ringwald. Yeah. Yeah.
I would make her Emilio Estevez.
The jock.
Yeah. Because of your drive.
But you don't have that, like,
who is the most bossy one?
The princess.
Okay, I'll take that
one.
Summer says, my twin sister watched The Breakfast Club every day. I have blocked out that movie and its characters.
Why would someone watch that every day?
I don't know. When Harley was little, she watched certain movies every single day.
Pretty in Pink.
I watched Empire Strikes Back every day. 16 Candles. Okay, everyone's got their thing.
What do you mean watched? It's like he doesn't still do that.
Just watch Return of the Jedi on.
All right, next
next one is definitely Mom's to take.
Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek. Who are you?
I want to know who some of our Schitt's Creek fans are because
there's very obvious answers here.
Okay, this is Harley thinks it's obvious answers. I think it's a little tough. It's a little mix of things because sometimes I'll be watching the show and I'll be like, oh my god, John is David. Oh my god, Harley's David. But then other times I think Harley's Alexis. I am often Moira.
You're Moira.
I'm just going to admit that
now.
You're
that's
Moira.
Easy.
Why is it easy? I'm not really a drama queen, but I'm definitely very, like, focused on the goal, and y'all need to just get with the plan. What the? For those of you listening, Harley just made a face like, I am the drama queen.
I love you, babe.
You're really both great, y'all need Mom. To sit down. What was the phrase?
Sit. Wait.
Take
sit.
Several seats.
Take several seats, right?
Take the seats to cap.
I feel like you're a good mix of Moira and the dad. Like, you yeah. have that sweet, yeah, logical side, but then most of the time you're like, what is going on? How are we going to do this?
I'm Patrick.
Summer okay. says, I'm Moira, period. You're Patrick?
Yeah.
For sure. I could see that. I'm telling you, there's times where David says things, though, where I'm like, that's so John.
You're either Patrick or Alexis's first boyfriend
oh,
in the show.
Oh, you're definitely more...
Mutt?
No, not Mutt. Actually, the other her later boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh.
he even does bad puns. Yeah. Like
yeah.
you do.
Yeah. Okay.
What is that boyfriend's name? Why am I forgetting? He's a main part
you've
of the show.
You've watched this a million
yeah.
times.
Yeah, you've watched like four times
Ted,
the whole series.
Ted, it just came back. Yes. I had to do a Alexis head thing, and then it came back. Isn't that weird?
Oh, if I'm anybody, I'm Stevie.
Yeah,
oh,
you're 100% Stevie.
Yeah, you're totally Stevie. Yeah. You're right.
Definitely Stevie
But Summer
vibes.
Thinks that you are Moira and the dad mixed together. Oh, no, that's me.
Yeah,
never mind.
Me,
she's
no.
agreeing with you.
I don't know if we have time for the last one.
Sure we do.
All right.
Wait, Adrian says, somewhere between Jocelyn and Ronnie. Is that you, Adrian? Because that's a really interesting
oh, yeah.
combo there.
Who's like Ronnie?
Ronnie's like the very serious, city. Like just no guff. She like, works at the city council, and she'll just look at you in the eye and be like, no. But Jocelyn will, like, go with the flow and do whatever.
Yeah.
He also gives the Schitt's Creek owner vibe, though.
Oh.
Chris Elliott.
Why can't I think Roland. Of his? Roland. Thank you. Roland Schitt.
Yeah. Wow. I'll
I don't know, man.
That.
Roland Schitt's kind of, he's so obnoxious. I wouldn't put like any it. People I like as Roland. Summer says she's Ronnie. She definitely is Ronnie. Okay, let's do our last one.
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
I thought this was fun because I think that everybody thinks they know who you are, but they don't really. You guys will never guess who I think I am.
Who?
Who do you think I am
if
first?
You don't say Woody, you're wrong.
No, you're Mr.
That
Potato
was my
Head.
First thought.
You're Mrs. Potato Head.
No. If anything, she's Mr. Potato
Head. Yeah, no, Mr. Potato Head.
My first thought was I could be, I'm possibly Woody because, you know, the sheriff and making, but I think I'm Ham.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yep. Because it's like, why are we not doing my idea?
I think I'm the dinosaur.
Yeah.
You don't Rex. Think of me the dinosaur.
Nervous Rex.
Hi-ya!
Harley's trickier.
I'm
think
Wheezy.
She...
okay.
He's my favorite.
I feel like, though, you're a mix of, like, Bo Peep, because you're level-headed.
The new Bo Peep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also... there might be a little bit of another character in there that I haven't really, maybe, I don't know.
Spoony. Sporky.
No.
Sporky.
Don't make anybody yeah. sporky. Yeah. Summer yeah. says Jen is Woody and Ham, so she agrees. Justine says John is definitely Rex.
Thank you.
We need to do more of this stuff. This I am self-aware. This was so fun. All right. I guess that's our show, guys. We did it.
MJ, you got to check this out.
It's time to go, Tiger. They'll be back next week.
I do want to say, I love you nerds. Yes. I love our nerd group. Our private Facebook group is, it's a guaranteed laugh. Every single time I log in at least twice a day, and I laugh every time. So thank you, nerds, for being awesome. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, it's All Nerds Welcome. AllNerdsWelcome.com. You can find it that way. It's very easy, and you are welcome.
Yes, and you can find us on all our socials, or you can find her on all our socials at A Jen Page Film, at A Jen Page Film, and me at Jedi John Curtis.
Yes, so find us, and let's keep the fun going. And you can check out all things nerd by visiting nerdcoupleshow.com. So thank you to our show producer, Harleen Quinzel.
And the music by Chris Edgar.
Opening animation by Jesse Yang.
Show transitions by the talented Stephen Richardson.
And oh, we guys also now say Heath and Lilia. We got to add them to our credits for the total awesome voices. And thank you guys, our live audience, our listeners. You are what makes this so fun. What a fun time.
Yes.
We will not be here next week. Sorry, we're in New York. We'll see you the Saturday after that.
2 weeks.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Nerd Couple Show. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe to Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it helps others find the show, which helps us keep delivering fun content. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps. Nerd out all week with us on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. You can find us on all socials at Nerd Couple Show.
We want to hear from you. Send your questions and topics you think we should cover to nerdcoupleshow@gmail.com. And check out our merch shop with original Nerd Couple Show designs. Visit thenerdcoupleshow.com to find all the ways you can get into the conversation, including our private Facebook community, where all nerds are welcome. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us. 'Cause you know how to love.